Hi, listeners. This is Mariana Grachowski speaking. In this audio reflection, I weigh the affordances and constraints of the Audible Tour of Your Community or Region project, a project that brings together elements of community literacy, mobile or wireless composing, and of course, sound writing. Specifically, the assignment utilizes the mobile app VoiceMap and asks students to plan and execute a narrated audio tour of unique places in their community. While VoiceMap can be accessed through a web browser, it was designed to be used through a smartphone app. Composing sound for and through an app creates new instructional challenges for teachers and composing challenges for students. Scholars Self, Fleischer, Wright, Church, and Powell have created helpful resources for preventing and solving potential challenges of working with sound. Their respective chapters in Self's 2007 collection, Multimodal Composition, Resources for Teachers, provide invaluable suggestions for, quote, troubleshooting in the face of failure, end quote, and advice for instructing, quote, students to compose with sound by comparing how we teach students to compose with words, end quote. Even though these suggestions were not designed for mobile composing, they were designed for audio assignments that ask students to compose sound on location. It's precisely the notion of sound writing on and about location that excites me about the audio tour project. Bjork and Schwartz excitingly sell, quote, writing in the wild, end quote, or composing audio on location as, quote, relocating writing and publication in the place of the object, which embraces process as product genres so that students will see the world of tamed and untamed writing spaces, end quote. Sounds enticing. But unlike sound maps or soundscapes, which record the sounds of nature, see Yellowstone National Park's audio postcards, people see the sounds of Singapore, and events see the Religious Sound Map Project, this assignment asks students to become informed about places in the community beyond university grounds, locations that some students would never-wise visit. I liken this assignment to a community literacy project, with the community off-campus serving as the literacy sponsor, a sponsor that teaches students that meaning and communication is shared through various symbol systems, that literacy is collaborative and can inspire civic engagement and cross-cultural communication. Unlike traditional community literacy project, this assignment does not exactly have students working with a community partner, person or persons from the community. Like community literacy project, the audio tour assignment, when used through the voicemap.me mobile app, does have a sort of community partner in the assigned editor to your class's route. Yes, an actual human being is assigned to you once you establish a route. The editor is responsible for ensuring that your locations have been plotted correctly and your written transcripts satisfy their requirements. Correspondence with my voice map editor ensures me that they approve submissions in 48 hours or less. But at the time of this recording, I have waited 72 hours without any feedback on my route. I share this information because, having worked with community partners, I know the impatience and frustration students and their teachers can experience when having to wait for response from the community partner in order to complete their work. This can be especially concerning when students are pressed to meet a deadline, which means that teachers of community literacy projects have to allow some permeability or flex time when it comes to deadlines. As a newer professor, I've had to relocate for work. I share that with my out-of-state students and the students who may live in a state but commute from a town multiple hours away. In the past, I've wanted to implement community-based projects in my writing classes, but these projects can sometimes take months, even years, to establish because they rely on becoming informed about one's new community and gaining trust from people within the community. While trying to make those connections, I've experimented with community literacy projects in which, to use the terminology of Thomas Dean's, students, quote, write about, end quote, their community and later share with their global community. This was not a sound writing project, and it did not ask students to write about places that made their community unique. Instead, it asked students to investigate the people that made their community unique, finding ways to help our students compose about community for community inspires in students a sense of agency and connectedness to their surroundings. This can be especially important when students are from out of town and living on their own for the first time. For me personally, it has helped combat my feelings of being an outsider and made me feel a bit more familiar with my new community. That said, I've not assigned this project and I have not had students use the voicemap.me app. and website, but I have used it in writing this chapter, and here's what I discovered. I didn't experiment with creating the tour's route through the app. Instead, I used the website, which caused me a lot of frustration. Plotting the locations was tedious because the site uses GPS technology. Exact locations must be specified, and making changes is a finicky, time-consuming process. Per the directions from voicemap.me, plotting your route should take a total of 1 hour. Once the route's mapped, locations are established with names that you create, and then saved, but not submitted. I suggest the teacher plot the route. I also suggest the teacher create an account that the entire class can log into. Why? Because the teacher will want students to be able to log in on their own to upload their audio compositions and written transcripts. For the community literacy project I mentioned earlier, I created a Gmail account specifically for class use and creation of social media accounts. I gave all students the username and password so that they could log in order to contribute their work. I did not experience any problems in doing this, as neither the Gmail account nor the social media accounts were personal to me. Giving all students access and asking them to contribute their work directly to the site gives students a message that you believe they'll behave professionally. With their names on the account, something like Students of Writing 101 at College X, they assume a sense of ownership over the project when they know that their work is published online and immediately available to a global audience. At least this was my experience in asking students at two different colleges. The editors at voicemap.me suggest having one point of contact for the tour. This probably should be the teacher, but have the username of, again, Students of Writing 101 at College X. This is what Erin Anderson and her students did for their voicemap.me tour of South Boston. So once the route's plotted, the next step is not about composing audio. Nope, sound writing takes a backseat when using voicemap.me. The first step is the submission of transcripts. The editor must approve the transcript before granting access to uploading sound files. Yes, this may be cause for concern. Before we get too concerned, I have yet another constraint to inform you about. Voicemap.me offers tour creators to charge a fee to users. While any user has to purchase a route, some purchases are free, but others cost money and allow the creator to make a profit from sales of their tour. I have yet to explore the fine print on voicemap.me's terms of use pertaining to how big a cut they take from each sale. I've made my tour free, as did Erin Anderson and her students at University of Massachusetts Boston. But I can see the justification for a class charging a fee for their tour with the intention of raising money for a community organization that maintains a park, monument, or historical center. Of course, the teacher would bear the ethical responsibility of collecting and donating these funds as they trickle in over time. Overall, I'm left wondering if another platform would be better for emphasizing the audio production portion of the assignment. If the goal is for learning about the rich affordances of audio composition, then do the constraints of voicemap.me platform help or hinder student learning? Or does having students sound right through the constraints of voicemap.me app help teach students more about authentic sound writing? It surely teaches them about addressing audience expectations by honoring genre conventions. Additionally, and perhaps most importantly, this sound writing project still honors the recursive process of sound writing. The planning, recording, listening, editing, re-recording, etc.